ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಪೇಜ್ 32, ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 35.
ಕದಾಚಿದಾತ್ಮನಮೃತೋ ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ನ ಕ್ಷೀಯತೆ ನಾಪಿ ವಿವರ್ಧತೆ ನವಃ. ನಿರಸ್ತ ಸರ್ವಾತಿಶಯ ಸುಖಾತ್ಮಕಃ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಭ ಸರ್ವಗತೋಯಮದ್ವಯಃ.
ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಾಮ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 3rd ಲೈನ್ ಅಂಡ್ 4th ಲೈನ್. ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಸುಖಾತ್ಮಕ. ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಸುಖಂ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಸುಖಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಸುಖಂ ಆರ್ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ born out of any object. Sukhatmakaha means, atmakaha means here, it is of the nature of sukham. That means, it is sukhaswarupam. Its swarupam is sukhaswarupam, anandaswarupam. There is no possibility of dukkham in Atma at any time, at any place, in any yuga. In Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said, it is of the nature of Swarupa Ananda. It is a Bimba Ananda, not a Pratibimba Ananda. Swarupa Ananda, otherwise you can call it as Bimbananda or Atmananda. Any other sukham you get in time because of so and so object association, that sukham is Anubhavananda. That sukham is born out of a condition. In a particular situation, through a particular object, or through a particular person, if I get sukham, ananda, that is anitya sukham, pratibimba ananda. When you are happy, you question your mind. You are happy now because of what? You have to do analysis. Then immediately one person or one object stand in front of us. Because of this so and so, I am happy. I am having sukham. That means, what sukham is it? That is anitya pratibimba sukham. Anubhavananda. Lord Rama is not talking about that ananda here. That is ayaram gayaram ananda. That sukha will never be permanent. Hey Lakshmana, this atma is sukhatmakaha. It is your ananda swarupam. Where is that atma? Don't search here and there, up and down. That is not inside also. Whenever Guru asks, where is that Atma? Generally we answer, it is inside. We have to say that Sukhatmakaha Atma Swarupam Ananda Atma I am. It is myself. It is myself. That is what we have to understand. Sukhatmakaha nirasta sarvatishayaha. This sukhatmakaha, this atma swarupa sukham is gradationless. Free from gradations. Niratishayam. Nirasta sarva atishayam means it is free from all gradations. Taratamya rahitam. Free from all types of attributes, gradations. This word is very significant. In our Pratibimba Ananda, Anubhava Ananda, positive degree, comparative degree, superlative degrees are possible. Happy, happier, happiest. How are you? I am so happy. That so is called what? Comparative or superlative? I am happy. That is positive degree. This is called Atishayahana. Such a type of gradation won't be there in me, the Atma Swarupam. That is why I am Nirasta Sarva Atishayaha Sukhatmakaha Aham. But when I see the face, it is not looking like that. That face is having lot of problems, you know, because of anatma problems. Face may appear like that, but internally, my ananda swarupam, nothing can disturb. So therefore, understanding this and catching me, pain is there, suppose me, catching this, me have pain, but I have ananda swarupaha. We can say. Because the pain belongs to the anatma sthula shariram. Yes or no? It belongs to gross body. Once knee is there, knee pain is bound to come one time or other. Head is there, headache comes. Like that you cannot avoid. In spite of that anatma defect, I am defect-free atma. This is called moksha. Freedom from anatma problem. Sa swayam prabhaha. Ever evident. Swayam prabhaha means it doesn't require any verification. I, the atma, the self, never require a proof to prove whether I exist or not. It doesn't require an external proof to come to say that I exist, because I am self-evident. When I say I am self-evident, swayam prakasham, swayam prabhaha means what? Swayam prakasham. Swayam prakasham anna, yana petrumas light anna. What do you mean by swayam prakasham, swayam prabhaha? I am self-luminous means I am evident to myself. I never doubt my presence. I never doubt my existence. I can doubt whether this is there, that is there or not. But I, the consciousness, existence, principle, never have a doubt about my existence. That is called Swayam Prabhaha. It's a very, very technical word. Swayam Prabhaha. On one word, there is a Brahmanam in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. That Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam, Lord Rama puts in one word. Swayam Prabhaha. Who? Atma, you should not say. Aham Swayam Prabhaha. Wherever Atma comes, you have to say, I am. Aham. In that Aham, I am also, what type of Aham? In five anatmas, remember this hand, fingers, don't forget. The little finger, karana sariram, ring finger, sushma sariram, middle finger, sula sariram, this sula sariram and chidabhasa, the four you have to delete. Who remains? Aham Brahma Asmi. Angushta Matra Purushaha. 2 weeks back I said, so I'm reminding. Where is Vedanta? In our hand now. Pocket books they keep, no? Like that, well, no book is required. Now you see, I don't have books, Swami, I have forgotten to take. You need not say now. Vedanta is in your fingertips. Vedanta is on your fingertips. Yes or no? So therefore, Swayam Prabhaha Aham Asmi. Sarvagataha. This is another feature. Sarvagataha. All pervading. All pervading in Tamil, all pervading. I am pervading inside the body, outside the body also, in all bodies. I am in all bodies or all bodies are in me? Very good. You are all good students. All bodies are in me. So, why I say all bodies are in me? Because I am all pervading. I am all pervading. How can you pervade all? No. All pervading means all pervasive, because I am formless. I have no form. Since I have no form, I can pervade everywhere. If you have a form, it is confined to one place, so and so place, your spatial limitation will come. So, sarvagataha shows what, indicates what? Aham deshatitaha. Deshatitaha means, I have no space-wise limitation. If you take yourself body, space-wise limitation is there. If you take yourself as Swayam Prabha Sukhatmakaha Atma Swarupam, you can claim I am Sarvagataha. Everything is in me. When everything is in me, am I lacking anything? Tell me now. All people's property is my property. All cars are my cars. All houses are my houses. As Atma, I am enjoying in every body, in every body. Therefore, I am not missing anything. I am enjoying either through this body or that body or that body. Any body, anywhere, wherever it is enjoying, who is enjoying? I the Atma alone enjoying through that body. I the Atma am not suffering. I the Atma am enjoying. What about the suffering, Swamini? That body is having some sufferings. Can I say that I the Atma am only suffering in that body? No? Only Ananda I take. Sufferings I won't take. Why? Order of reality. All sufferings belong to the body, belong to the lower order of reality. Vyavaharika satyam. Aham sarvagataha swayam prabhaha sukhatmakaha atma. Vyavaharika satyam or paramarthika satyam? Paramarthika satyam. Higher order of reality. Therefore, boldly, happily, courageously, I can claim and say that all the time, sarvagataha. Next feature, advayaha. There is no comparison problem. Advayaha na, there is no second one. There is no second Atma. Therefore, no competition, no comparison, no problem. Advayaha, I am secondless. I am alone is there. In every body, I am alone is there. All problems are because of what? Comparison. I the Atma in every body, in every body, only one. What do you want more than this? Aham advayaha Atma Asmi. Whenever the Guru says Aham, immediately this Ahankara comes and sits. Ahankara. Like that, a snake charmer makes that snake to lie down. No? Like that, I have to make my ahankara to lie down. I should not allow it to get up. Lie down, na? Epome? That is subservient to me, the aham. My ahankara is subservient. Whenever I want, I use it. Whenever I say, enough, sit down. Sit down. So I command my ahankara. That is called jnanam, that is called knowledge, that is called purnatvam. It is simple. It is very, very simple if you are always in Shastra. Advayaha. And first two lines, Lord Rama said what? I, the Atma, am free from six modifications. I have no garbhavasa. I, the Atma, all garbhams are in me. Where is garbhavasa for me? Asti, nasti. Asti garbhavasa, na, nasti garbhavasa, mama. Na jayate, na mriyate. So, no birth. For me, the Atma, no birth. Since I am birthless, I am deathless. Body is having birth. Body is having death. Death means what? Thula, sukshma, sarira, viyogaha. Like that train detached from the engine. The train coach detached from the engine. This engine travels. Coach cannot travel. This sukshma sariram travels. All the states. Similarly, this sukshma sariram engine travels from body to body, leaving this coach here and sold on to another coach. Therefore, sukshma sariram engine, sura sarira coach, detachment is called death. I am neither sura sariram nor sukshma sariram. I am neither engine nor coach. If engine coach join together, it is called birth. So that birth is not my birth. Isn't it? Engine and coach, stula, sukshma, shariram are joining together association because of prarabdha karma. They dissociate. I watch their association and dissociation. One body for me. So many bodies are there. Each body, sukshma shariram, stula shariram joining. When they join, I manifest. When they don't join, I won't manifest. I am like electricity. When filament is proper, bulb is there, I illumine the bulb. If it is not there, I remain without illumining the bulb. Electricity. So body is like, sukshma shariram is like bulb, sukshma shariram is like filament. In the rundu gnapu it's called engine, coach. Filament, bulb. Who am I? I am electricity like. Atma Swarupam. Okay. Even engine also, that which is having fuel, is not connected to either coach or engine. If they have association, the fuel starts functioning. Otherwise, fuel as it is. And fuel in electricity. You can doubt over a wooden and solitan. Na jayate, na miriyate. Aha. Anandamo, anandam. Ore ananda kalip. Kadachit, at any time, na mritaha, na jayate, na kshiyate, na vivardhate. Why? Anavaha, puratanaha. I am from which yuga? Krita yuga? Or Treta yuga? Or Dwapara yuga? I am there all the time. All Krita yugas are coming in me, going. All Treta yugas are coming in me, going. All Dwapara Yugas are coming in me and going. Now Kali Yuga is there and goes also. Yugas, Kalpas may come and go in me, but I, the Atma, never disappear. If body is there, I manifest. If body is not there, I won't manifest. Now I am manifesting what? All students form I am manifesting. In guru form I am manifesting. In all forms, in mascara form also I am manifesting. அது விடக்கூடாது. லட்சம் நம்ம சுத்தின்றே இருக்கு இல்லையா? மஸ்கிட்டோ ஃபார்ம் ஐ எம் மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங், இன் வாட் ஃபார்ம் ஐ எம் நாட் மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங், இன் எவ்ரி ஃபார்ம் ஐ எம் மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங். See, this is what Rama is teaching. Rama teaching to whom? Lakshmana. Okay, next sloka. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now, sloka 36.
एवं विधे ज्ञानमये सुखात्मके कथं भवो दुःखमयः प्रतीयते अज्ञानतोऽध्यासवशात् प्रकाशते.
This last line we have to read this way because Shakara is coming.
Jnane viliyeta virodhatah kshanat. Jnanam viliyeta virodhatah kshanat.
அது ஒரு கிராமர் ரூல். ஓகே, நவ் தி க்வெஸ்சன் ராம ரைசிங் எ க்வெஸ்சன். வாட் இஸ் தட் க்வெஸ்சன்? வெரி வண்டர்ஃபுல், 25 மினிட்ஸ் யூ ஆர் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம், சுகாத்மக, அத்வய, சர்வகத, ஸ்வயம் பிரபா, ந ஜாயதே ந மிரியதே. வண்டர்ஃபுல் டு லிசன். ஏவம் விதி, ஒன்ஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் லைக் திஸ், as you have explained about that sloka, Lakshmana may have doubt. Hey Rama, if I am such an atma, advayaha, svayam prabhaha, sukhatmakaha, you are telling, I am crying, why you have left Sita in the forest, I am crying, why I am dukkhatmakaha now? So he is asking, also asking that question, Rama himself raising and answering in the same एवं विधे इज इक्वल टू अबव सेट दट नेचर ऑफ दट आत्मा इन द 35th श्लोक एज यू हैव पॉइंटेड दट आत्मा इज ऑफ दट नेचर आनंद स्वरूपम सेल्फ एविडेंट सेकंडलेस एंड ऑल परवेसिव एवं विधे ज्ञानमये सुखात्मके. ஆத்மா இஸ் ஜானமயம். ஜானமயம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இட் இஸ் ஆஃப் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஜானம். சத்தியம் ஜானம் அனந்தம். ஜானம் இஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். இட் இஸ் ஆஃப் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் சுகாத்மகே. இன் சச் ஆத்மா, சுகாத்மகே மீன்ஸ் ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபம் ஆத்மா, கதம் துக்கமய பவஹ பிரதீயதே. ஹவு இஸ் திஸ் பாசிபிள்? துக்கமய, துக்கமய மீன்ஸ் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் துக்கம், சாச்சுரேட்டட் வித் சாரோ ஃப்ரம் மார்னிங் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ். ஐ ஹவ் அப்ரஷன், டிப்ரஷன், சப்ரஷன், ஆங்ஸைட்டி, வரி, ஃபியர், இன்செக்யூரிட்டி, அன்ஹாப்பினஸ். வை ஆல் இஸ் துக்கமயம்? மயம் ஹியர் நாட் விகார்த்தே, பிராச்சுரியார்த்தே மயட். துக்கமயம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபில்டு வித் பவஹா சம்சார, பிராச்சுரியார்த்தே மயட். ஃபில்டு வித் அர்த்தம். வாட் இஸ் ஃபில்டு வித்? ஃபில்டு வித் வாட்? துக்கம், ஜரா துக்கம், வியாதி துக்கம், மரண துக்கம். Not only to me, my near and dear, they are also having old age, they are also having disease, they are also having death. That insecurity, all these put together, dukkha mayam, pratiyate bhavaha pratiyate. Bhavaha means samsara. I am daily experiencing. Katham pratiyate. Then how is it possible? That is impossible. Sukhatmakaha advayaha svayam brahma atma. This dukkham is not possible. But how it is happening? How it is happening? In me, I say, I am unhappy, I am telling. In me it is happening. I am suffering. You say, Atma is advayaha, svayam brahma. But I am having lots of trauma in my mind. I am undergoing lot of turbulence in my mind. Whirlpool like my mind now. Unsteady. I am internally crying. Nobody understanding me. And tomorrow what is going to happen? This such a type of tremendous insecurity I am experiencing. Pratiyate. I am facing every minute, every moment, in spite of listening Vedanta from 2 decades. In spite of listening Vedanta, I am facing. When you are talking very nice in the class, but when I wear chappal, I am really disturbed. Katham pratiyate bhavaha dukkhamayaha. Sukhatmake dukkhamayaha pratiyate. Rama gives answer in 3rd and 4th line. Yes. You are experiencing, it is appearing, pratiyate, just because of ignorance. Ajnana, ajnanataha. It is because of ignorance. Sheer ignorance. Nothing else. Is there any second reason? No second reason. Only one reason. Self-ignorance. Atma ajnanam eva karanam dukkhasya. So atma ajnanam alone is karanam for insecurity, unhappiness, worry, oppression, depression, suppression. All these are because of self-ignorance, limitation, comparison, competition. All these because of ignorance, ajnanataha. Because of wrong perception. Because of ignorance, what comes? Adhyasaha. Adhyasa vashat. Because of wrong perception. Maya makes possible which is impossible. Agatita, impossible. Ghatana, possible. Patiyasi, capable. Oh, Maya. Maya is capable of making impossible as possible. In Atma, dukkham is not possible. In Atma, worry is not possible. In Atma, janana marana bhayam is not possible. But Maya is capable of making impossible as possible. How? Dry sand, you will see water. And dry sand, where water is possible? Water is possible? On tar road or cement road or anywhere, you see mirage water. Is it possible water there to be? Water can be there? Impossible. Then why you are seeing? Why we are seeing? Our buddhi knows water. On this dry area, sand, water cannot be there, but why we are seeing water? Tell me now. That is called Maya. Agatita, ghatana, patiyasi. Water cannot be there, but it is appearing. Mirage water, appearing. Then what you have to say? Optical illusion. My eyes are seeing water there. Where it is? Not. Then you have to check up your eyes. Eyes are no problem. It is like that only. However powerful eyes you have, you see water there. Where it is? Not. Why we are seeing, tell me. It's not optical illusion. It is an optical illusion. There is some problem. Problem means there is no mistake in the eyes. Eyes does that. No. What is not possible, it is possible. Eyes see water there. Intellect says there is no water, but eyes says water. Hey, water is there. Which one is right? Eyes report is correct or intellect report is correct? Eyes are reporting there is water. Intellect is telling, I saw, first time I thought it is water. Now I won't believe there is water. Intellect has got intelligent intellect now. Wise intellect says no water. Now, between these two, who is correct? Eyes report correct or intellect report is correct? Enna? PhD padikkanuma enna? Intellect report is correct. Yes? Similarly, adhyasavachat, because of erroneous perception, their optical illusion, I said, marriage water case, here in Atma, there is no dukkha, there is no janana marana, there is no vyadhi, there is no old age. But I take this body, old age, janana, marana, vyadhi, dukkha, all are mine. I am superimposing. This is called adhyasa. Adhyasa vachat. It is wrongly appears. I understand wrongly. Prakashate means it appears wrongly. I have understood wrongly. Then wrong. Prama is Brahma. Right knowledge or wrong knowledge. Prama can be two ways. Okay. Prama, jnanam, the right knowledge and wrong knowledge. Both are knowledge only. Inna knowledge? Ayanak theriyum. I have pain. Inna knowledge? I have pain when you say, I have, this I belongs to which order of reality? Lower order of reality. Since you do not know that I, aham, higher order, this I have pain, I have death, I have sukha dukkha, that I have is wrong perception. It appears as though I have. What should I say? Body has got birth, body has got death, body has got old age, body has got disease, mind has got problem, mind has got fear, mind has got emotions. I am not having. I the higher order of reality. Just shifting. Shifting the channel. Channel shift pannanum. Intellectually you shift that channel. In the TV paakumbodhu channels remote with tuk 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 you change, you know. Like that, now you have to change. When you are eating, don't say, aham brahmasmi. Eating, which channel? Ahankara channel. Ahankara channel. Like that, when vyavahara time, ahankara channel. When dukkham comes, atma channel. Any problem comes, anywhere, go to green room. What is the green room? Mama, swagraham. What is swagraham? Our own house, enna theriyumo? So, avan veetukku poyittu varan. I want to go to my house. Enna. Where is your house? Moksha, atma. Atma is our own house. Original house. Sweet home. Sweet home. Body is not a sweet home. Of course, our house is not at all sweet home. Our original Atma Swarupam, I, the Atma am, is that original Ananda Swarupam. There are no problems. Therefore, Ajnanataha, Adhyasavachat, Prakashate. They are all you are experiencing, they are appearing to you because of Ajnana. Because of Ajnana, Adhyasa. What do you mean by adhyasa? Idhellama pudusa iruke. Adhyasa superimposition. Ajnana leads to superimposition. So first, ajnana leads to adhyasa. Adhyasa first child aradrimo ahankara. Primary ahankara is the ego comes. Then comes the secondary one, mamakara. Ajnana leads to adhyasa. Adhyasa, that is superimposition. Self-ignorance, ajnanam, leads to adhyasa, superimposition, wrong perception. Wrong perception is called adhyasa, superimposition. That leads to ahankara and mamakara. Ahankara is the primary. Then ahankara leads to mamakara. Then samsara begins. Now Rama wants to explain, what is this adhyasa exactly? What happens? Mechanism. You know, superimposition, and then how it is happening? See the third line. Jnane viliyeta virodhatah kshanat. This ajnanam is the cause. Because of that only adhyasa. Because of that only ahankara mamakara. Because of ahankara mamakara, problem. So I don't want problem. Therefore, delete ahankara mamakara. Ahankara mamakara, to delete, I have to delete adhyasa, superimposition. To delete adhyasa, illa computer language. Okay, ipo illa modern, no? And then delete. Delete na, thooki podu en artham. Dustbin illa. And the computer la kuda adu irukum, illa? Recycle bin. Adu oru bin irukum, dustbin maari. Illa delete na, anga poi seiyrom adu ellame. Adu maari, problem is because of mamakara. Mamakara is because of ahankara. Attachment. Ahankara is ego. Ego is because of superimposition. Superimposition is because of ignorance. Now, ignorance of dectami. Delete ignorance, adhyasa goes away. Once adhyasa goes, ahankara goes, ahankara goes, mamakara goes away. Then problems also don't say goes away. You can never dissolve. You cannot solve the problems, you dissolve. There is no problem at all. Where is the question of solving? You need a solution. People come and ask, please tell me some solution. Come to the class, I will tell you. There is no necessity for solution. There is only dissolution. How? Next slope. That's what he says. See the fourth line of 36th verse. Kshanat, within fraction of seconds, immediately, spontaneously. Virodhataha jnane. So, this ajnana is inimical to jnanam. Once jnanam comes, ajnana goes. Once light is there, darkness cannot be there. Like that, darkness and light can exist. Similarly, jnanam and ajnanam, like, you know, enemies, intrinsic enemies. Virodhataha. Virodhataha jnane. That means jnana, once it takes place, how the jnana should come? Sadguru vakya janya. அபரோக்ஷ ஜ்ஞான சஞ்சாதே சதி. சும்மா ஜ்ஞானம் வருமா என்ன? கிளாஸுக்கு யூ ஹாவ் டு கோ டு கிளாஸ் அண்ட் லிசன் கண்டினியூஸ்லி யூ கேன் லிசன். தென் சத்குரு, சேட் குரு கிட்ட சத்குரு. சத்குரு மீன்ஸ் சம்பிரதாய ஸ்ரோத்ரிய பிரம்மனிஷ்டா குரு. வாக்கியஜன்ய குரு டாக்ஸ் on and on tirelessly. He is so happy or she is so happy in talking. So you are also listening happily, suppose. What happens? Aparoksha jnanam. Aparoksha jnanam means what? Direct knowledge. Vakya janya aparoksha jnanam. Vakya means what? Mahavakya. Mahavakya janya aparoksha jnana sanjate. Once that jnanam sanjate sati. Sati saptami. Jnane sati. Jnane sati means it all got to apply. Guru, Shastra, Mahavakya, aparoksha jnanam. Once it takes place, it is jnanam comes, ajnana runs away. That's all. Ajnana goes away. Virodhataha kshanat viliyeta. Within seconds, fraction of seconds. Seconds in the Swamini, decades after then. We have not given quality time, quality mind. Atraiva brahma samashnute. If you are a uttamadhikari, if you have a tivra mumukshutvam, atraiva brahma samashnute means what? In Rama Gita class itself, you can claim, aham brahma asmi. Teacher only shouting, claim, claim, claim. I am claiming, I am a mother, I am a father, I am a mother, I am a father. Not you, all people I am telling. You are all claiming Brahman, I know that. Saka jnani, aporaksha jnani, sanjate sati, virodhataha, because it cannot stay further, this ajnana cannot stay there. Atma ajnanam goes away. Viliyeta, submerge. It submerges. Shanat. Swami, how many years it takes in that? I do not know how many years it takes. It depends upon your intense, earnest desire for that knowledge. If you have, within fraction of seconds. You want to postpone? Postpone. Okay. Now he is going to show the mechanism of this adhyasa. How it happens? We'll read that sloka. Beautiful slokas. Every day we can do parayana. So that is why you have to read the slokas as a nididhyasana. Again and again. Yadan yadan yatra vibhavyate brahmat. Adhyasamityahuramam vipastitah. Asarpa bhutehi vibhavanam yatha. Rajvadike tadvadapi kshare jagat. Very, very nice, important sloka. The definition of adhyasa. Vipastitaha amum ahuhu. Vipastitaha, wise people. Wise people, ahuhu, they say, they declare. Amum, this is adhyasa. Adhyasa. Adhyasam iti ahuhu amum. This is the adhyasa. Adhyasa. Adhyasam iti ahuhu vipastitaha. What is that? Yatu anyatu anyatra vibhavyate. Atasmin sadbuddhi. Seeing one thing as other. Yat anyat anyatra vibhavyate. Vibhavyate means appears. Appears, vibhavyate. What appears? Something appears. Something appears as something else. That is what? Anyat anyatra. The snake part, snake, appears upon rope. That's what. Atasmin tadbuddhihi. Where there is no snake, you see the snake. Atasmin. Upon the rope, where there is no snake, atasmin, snake is not there, tadbuddhihi, snake buddhihi. You think there is a snake. Where there is no snake. Atasmin. Upon the rope, where there is no snake, you see the snake. Yet, anyat, anyatra, vibhavyate. That which appears upon something, really it is not there. Snake appears upon the rope, even though it is not there, really it appears. Is it possible? Maya can meet that? Ghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. So what happens? Third line he sees. Asarpa bhute ahi vibhavanam yatha. Yatha, just as. Now he gives an example. First two lines he has given the definition of adhyasa. Atasmin tat buddhi. Seeing one thing as something else. Seeing one thing as other. Is called atasmin tat buddhi. Adhyasa definition. Namak avala sikram puriyadu. We can't understand so easily. Therefore, drishtanta. Example. Our good old example. You know well. Let us enjoy. You know better. I know that you know that rope, snake. But let us enjoy what Rama wants to say here. Asarpa bhute yatha rajjau. Rajjau, set fourth line. Upon the rope, rajjvadike, upon the rope, etc. Etc. means other examples. Let us see only one example first. There is a rope. We never feel tired of listening this rope example. Teacher also not tired of. Students also not tired of. However, how many times we are listening? Adhu ennamo oru juice andhula, andha example. Enakku theriyala. Okay. There is a rope. There is a rope. Upon that rope we see a snake. What is the condition? Dark. Semi-darkness. Manda andhakaraha. If there is full light, you see rope as rope. If it is full darkness, you see nothing. If it is full light, you see rope as rope. If it is full darkness, you won't see anything. No problem. If it is full light, also no problem. It is full darkness also no problem. The problem is because of semi-darkness. Now what happened? Because of semi-darkness, that rope is covered. Avaranam. First happens what? Avaranam. Something is there. Samanya amsha jnanam is there. But rajju vishesha amsha ajnanam. Samanya amsha means what? There is something. Ennamo irukku. Something is there. Samanya jnanam. There is. What? I don't know. That is called avarana. That is called avarana. Vishesha ajnanam eva avaranam. Samanya jnanam is there. There is something. Because it is semi-darkness, therefore I am seeing something. Samanya jnanam. But vishesha jnanam, what is that vishesha jnanam? Rope. I have missed it. I have mistaken missing the rope and taking it as ahihi. Ahi means snake. Vibhavyate. Vibhavanam means appear. Just as snake ahi appears upon the rope where it is not there really, but it appears. Asarpa. Where is rope? Snake. But snake appears. Vibhavanam appears. Tadvat Ishware Jagat. Similarly, Ishware Brahmani Atmani Mayi. You can say Atma, Ishvara, Brahma, Aham, all are one and the same. Ennappa, inga ennamo tagarara irukkena. That I will explain you in the next class. Now let us see the example. సామాన్య జ్ఞానపూర్వక విశేష అజ్ఞానం ఏవ అధ్యాసస్య కారణం. ఆవరణం ఫస్ట్, రూఫ్ ఈస్ కవర్డ్, దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్డ్, విక్షేప టేక్స్ ప్లేస్. ఆవరణ వన్స్ ఇట్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ విక్షేప కమ్స్. వాట్ విక్షేప? రూఫ్ బదులా ఐ సీ ఇట్ యాజ్ స్నేక్ విక్షేప. Instead of seeing rope as rope, I see it as snake. Then what I do? I run, I stretch, and I shout, I cry. Lot of things I do. I get tremors, I'm afraid of, and I cry, I shout, save me, save me, save me. From whom? From non-existent snake. We shout, save me. Protect me from what? This non-existent snake. But for this person, it is existent or non-existent? Existent. Maha-existent. That is, non-existent snake is real or real for this person. Because of manda andhakara, not seeing the rope, it is avarana, vishesha ajnanam. Because of vishesha ajnanam, because of avarana, vikshepam, wrong perception, seeing that as a snake, because of that palayanam, running or searching for stick. Similarly, what about drishtanta? Now comes to drishtanta. Drishtanta over. Drishtanta, if you understand properly, only you can understand drishtanta. What is drishtanta? Original. Why rope snake example? Rope snake example is meant to understand drishtanta. Now come to Brahman. Ishwara means Brahman. Brahman is called Atma. Atma happens to be myself. See? Ishwara means Brahman. Maya sahidam Brahma. So Brahman. Brahman happens to be Atma. Atma happens to be myself. Myself is equal to Atma is equal to Brahman is equal to Ishwara. Or Ishwara is equal to Brahman is equal to Atma is equal to myself. In the non-padam vichate, if you go on listening Shastra, janmas and janmas you listen, moksha won't come. In the non-only important. Because jivo brahmaiva naparaha. I the Jivatma am non-separate from Paramatma. So Jagat Ishare Tadvat. Just like upon the rope you superimpose the snake upon you, the Brahman, the Atma, you are superimposing what? Janana, Marana, Vyadhi, Dukkha, all. List, big list. If I give gap, immediately somebody comes in mind. So teacher should not give gap at all. Then suppose teacher gives a fraction of seconds gap, immediately husband comes in the mind, or daughter comes in the mind, or servant comes in the mind, or somebody who disturbs us, they come in the mind. So there is a problem. Or no one comes in, past incidents comes in our mind. ఏదో సంథింగ్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ మైండ్ అండ్ ప్రిక్స్. నాన బ్రహ్మ ఎప్పుడు ఆనందో బ్రహ్మ, బ్రహ్మ నిజ ఆనంద స్వామిని, బ్రహ్మ నిజ ఆనంద స్వరూపం, ఈశ్వర ఇజ్ ఆనంద స్వరూపం, ఆత్మ ఇజ్ ఆనంద స్వరూపం, ఎక్సెప్ట్ మై సెల్ఫ్. శాస్త్ర సేస్ don't separate yourself from Atma, the Brahman, Ishvara. They are nothing other than you. You, the Atma, consciousness, existence alone is Atma. You, the consciousness, existence alone is Brahman. You, the consciousness, existence alone is Ishvara. Therefore, whenever Guru says you, you are taking located in Mailapur or Srinagar or in Tiruvanmayur somewhere or Valsarvakam, Sarigram, Ella, Chulananana. Because you are all coming from all places. So whenever I say you are Brahman, Don't take you the body-mind complex residing in one area with one address. What is your address now, tell me? Ahankara address is local address. Aham address? I am everywhere. All addresses are in me. All addresses are in me, the Atma. Yatha rajjau ahihi drishyate vibhavanam tadvat ishvare jagat snake. The world is compared to snake. Why world is compared to snake? Jagat means whole nama rupa prapancha. Here jagat means world. World means nama rupa prapancha. Name and form. In that jagat nama rupa prapancha, this body is having form? Yes. This body is having a name? Yes. That means this nama rupa shariram also included in jagat. Therefore, is there a snake really upon the rope? What you have to do? You have to call a snake charmer? Pambati. You have to call him. Please, please send that snake. Is it necessary? You have to do any japa? Mantra japa? Nothing. Why? Do japa. Snake will go away. Or do meditation. Or go to pilgrimage. All are required or not required. Tell me. Why? Why they are not required? Japa is not required. The snake charmer is not required. Meditation is not required. Why? Because there is no snake at all to go. Irindadani, if it is there only, it is. All attempts are required. When it is not there, any attempt is required, then what you have to do? Switch on the light. Put torch light. Once you put torch light, you know. You send the snake or you snake poach in Jalvela. Snake has gone, you say. You understand there is no snake. Once you understand you are the Atma, the Adhishtanam, my eva sakanam jatam, my sarvam pratishtitam, my sarvam layam yati, when you understand, you see the jagat like non-existent snake-like. Because of Atma Ajnanam, there is Avaranam. Because of Avarana, there is an Adhyasa. You take this jagat as real. And the problems in the jagat, body, mind, complex, everything is real, oh real. And taking real for me, we are managing not to understand. Adhila. My annanna, managing not to understand. Why we are managing anna? Because quality mind is already preoccupied. Our mind is preoccupied with family members. Our mind is preoccupied with possessions. Our mind is preoccupied with deha abhimana. Our mind is preoccupied with raga, dvesha, kama, krodha. All unwanted. Therefore, that mind cannot claim. Therefore, what I have to do? Clean the mind. Keep the quality of mind. Quality of mind, how to keep? Give some place to the mind inside where Mahavakya can work. Otherwise, I am otherwise only. I can never be wise. So unless I drop Dehabhimana, Mana Abhimana, wrong perception can never go. Wrong perception is because of ignorance. First, remove your ignorance. Only Shastra, Guru Vakyam alone removes ignorance. It takes time. Let it take time. Doesn't matter. But it works. It works. Works or not? Working? Works till the Swami, not future. Now itself, working. Very good. I have to give class to all of you now. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरिः ॐ. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ.